Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Mango.
Afternoons on the Score.
A patented Danny Parkins thought exercise.
We got polls position coming up in just over 10 minutes. Brock Heward, excellent analyst, covers the Pac-12 all college football, knows the Washington Huskies in and out, will help us talk about Roma Dunze and others. But when we did our Cubs and Sox wagers on the show yesterday, I think you said in passing, like, what have we left out? You know, we talked about Nico Horner and stolen bases. We had who was going to be the highest F4 player for Luis Robert v. Dansby Swanson. We covered the opening day starters, Garrett Crochet and Justin Steele, Cody Bellinger, Seiya Suzuki, Eloy. And so I was just looking at it as Shane put it out on the Parkinson Spiegel account, like all eight of the bets pretty cleanly. And I was looking at it, I was like, Morel and Moncada. We didn't mention him.
It's pretty natural for third base conversation.
That's what I'm saying. We didn't mention it. We didn't talk about it.
And so we touched on Morel because Shane is so hot for Patrick Wisdom's home run numbers.
Exactly.
And his devilishly handsome looks.
Thank you.
Friend of the show.
Who wouldn't be?
Patrick Wisdom. We appreciate it.
Called him
always
a handsome man on a Cubs broadcast. Ron Coomer did not appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. That was something that you said.
Hello.
Who would you expect to have a higher war this year? Christopher Morel or Yoan Moncada?
Boy, that's a good question.
Well, I put it out on Twitter, and I have a poll result for you.
Oh, I like it.
I don't know if you've seen it.
I have not seen it.
Do you follow me on Twitter? Okay, continue.
Do. You're not muted.
Go ahead.
Anymore. So I'm tempted to look at their old F4 numbers.
I can never tell if he's joking or not.
that's a good partnership, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that a good partnership?
Every segment of today's show, he's going to say something that's just going to be a little too real.
Little too real,
ladies and gentlemen.
No. You were never muted.
It's fine if I was. Yeah, it's just
no.
The internet.
You're not the one here at the station that I
I get it. Continue.
Is there a positive vibe in here right now?
There is.
No.
What? There is. Stoney, you're wrong.
Who would you expect to have a higher war this year? Christopher Morel or Yoan Moncada?
I got to say, I think it's Christopher Morel because the offense is just, it's going to be there. But boy, that's a great one. It's a really good one because if they bail on the Morel third base thing at some point, it will be for DH at bats. And he's not going to get much there. Like, I saw that J.D. Martinez, I think, was only a 2.2 war player as a full-time DH last year. And people are using that to denigrate him. And I think he's a absolute monster and will be so again for the Mets, even at age, 36 or whatever the hell he is. I guess if he's healthy and he plays more, I don't know. I think I'd still say Morel, but I could see Moncada being the answer.
So I voted for Moncada. That was my thought because defense matters, and he's a much better defensive player, and I'm confident that he will be playing defense all season.
Yeah.
Over 71% of people, and I'm admitting that, you know, this could be a sampling issue, that I've got more Cubs fans that follow me than Sox fans. So 71% said that Morel would have the higher war than Moncada, and I looked it up on FanGraphs.
Mm-hmm.
Moncada is projected to beat him comfortably, 2.3 to 1.7.
Because of the reason you said, I will play defense, which matters, and very good on defense, Yoan Moncada.
Yeah, because like a guy with a Cubs avatar came in and was like,
Why is this a question? Moncada is crap. Tell me you know nothing about baseball by telling us you know nothing. Good thing Spiegs is your partner. Go find another Caleb jersey.
That's hilarious. Like,
first of all, Spiegs only wants to talk about the stadium, sir. I am your home for opening day Cubs and White Sox content.
No,
and I already have one Caleb jersey.
He's showing with that he knows nothing about how F-War is calculated. Yep. And he may disagree with how it's calculated in terms of what's important.
Yeah, it's half a point difference. It's not that significant. Obviously, it could be either guy,
yeah.
But it's definitely close, and the numbers would suggest that it should be Moncada if both play a full season of games.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Let's add it.
I think we should add it.
We should definitely add it.
I think we should add it.
Because those are two very important touchstone players.
Moncada, one of the biggest storylines for the Sox, if for no other reason than to try to salvage some value and trade him. Morel transitioning possibly to having a defensive position. Certainly the biggest headline that Craig Counsell generated as a manager so far.
Let's give it to Morel and give him third base. Yeah, and I think it's important to continue the conversation about F-War and to use it because of just how much it is valued within the game. Remember that they're moving towards using a system like that to base some salaries. And I don't mean just in arbitration, but in some of the other ways that in the CBA that they're going to end up proposing and talking about to base, like, you know, quality of payment and other things are going to be based with F-War as part of the formula. So understanding how that works as opposed to B-War, which is the Baseball Reference version, and ESPN's version, I believe, is still yet a third version.
Yeah.
So it's the Fangraphs one that gets the most respect within the industry and is worth tracking. So, yeah, it's a good one.
All right.
I got to give it up.
There we go.
I don't feel good about it. Giving it up.
I wouldn't expect you to.
You know?
Expect you to.
Here's a real moment that happened off the air. Danny, do you know how many NFL owners actually own their own stadium? How many of them rent? Long pause. And I said, you know what? I'll look that up myself. I'll take care of that. That's my lane. Yeah. You don't care.
No, I mean, listen, I'm the one who said on the show for the first time, like, hey, you know, Jerry Jones rents. They did the hotel tax thing down there, and he actually doesn't even own Jerry World. And when we were talking about public funding,
and if
one of the richest guys got public funding, then why would I expect the Bears not to be able to do that thing? So, like, I knew that and made the point, but I still don't care.
As of 2019, 28 of the 32 NFL teams play in stadiums that are rented. Only four teams in the NFL own. And as of 2022, of the 30 stadiums housing 32 NFL franchises, 27 were completed using taxpayer funds.
Come on, Tanny. Come on.
100, 500, 400, 600.
Come on, don't make me do it.
112, 129, 101, 126, 148, 116, 152, 117, 103.
Yeah, it sounds like you calculating F-War over there, baseball nerd.
2.3 against 1.7. It's easy.
It's just that easy.
It was easy.
Yeah, I don't have the four.
It was simple.
I don't have the four.
You don't have the four?
No, but I know that the Packers rent, and I know that all but four teams as of 2019 were renting. So this is not some weird anomaly that the Bears might be on the precipice of choosing.
All right, if it's okay with you, let's talk about some players that could be on the Bears.
Oh, actual players on sports teams?
Yeah, on sports teams.
I like it.
All right, excellent. Brock Huard, excellent college football analyst, has great insight into Roma Dunze and more next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.